And it's People in Your Neighborhood. This morning I'm joined by Abby Edwardson from Rollins Library. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good morning, William. How about you?
I'm doing great. Just enjoying this nice weather we've been having. Finally getting up into the 70s, 80s. It's really comfortable for me.
Yep. Nice weather. So this weekend at the library, we have something special. We received free circus tickets to hand out. So anyone that checks out a book this weekend, any kid that checks out a book, we have a free circus ticket for
nice.
You. So if you're looking for those circus tickets, we have them at the library. The circus is Sunday, June 22nd. The other thing we have going at the library is Friday Fun Days. So every Friday you can come in, kids, and then you get a free popsicle. So today you can check out Friday Fun Day, get circus tickets tomorrow. And then our summer reading camps are in full swing. So next week we start second and third grade for summer reading camp, and that is 1 to 2. And if you miss the first session, you can catch the second session of summer reading. That starts on June 30th. But if you can't make it during the day, that's okay. You can still participate in summer reading by doing a reading log. And if you do come to summer reading, you're going to get to experience 3D printing. You're going to get to pick something to print, and you'll get to see a little bit of how that works. So we're really excited about summer reading and all that we have going here. And I want to remind everyone that those reading logs, they get turned in twice, once in June and once in July. So the due date for the June one is coming up here. It's going to be on June 26th, which is a Thursday through Sunday, June 29. You turn those in anytime, you get a free book and a free book at pizza. But summer reading is not just for kids. We have book clubs for adults, and the first book club meets on June 26th, which is a Thursday. So if you want to read or you haven't got that book, go ahead and stop at the library. We can get you the book. And then for the Thrill of It book club meets this Sunday, but they've changed the time to 12:30. So if you're interested in mystery and suspense books, there's an awesome group that meets once a month on Sundays. And then we have something special for the adults coming up this Wednesday, June 18th at 6:30. It's the Writers Club, but we have a lady coming from Chamberlain. She's with the American Communication Solutions. Joanne, I think is how you say it. But she's going to be there to talk about self-publishing. So if you are at the stage where you're ready to publish your book or you want to know more about that, that's going to be a really great resource. The Writers Club is going to meet, though, on Wednesday this week. Usually they meet on Thursdays, but we are closed for Juneteenth on Thursday. So it'll be Wednesday at 6:30. It's going to be a great event. And we are just closed Thursday, but then open next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we've got a lot going on for kids, adults, everyone in between. We are ordering new books for the kids, and we put them out each week. So if you're trying to find something new to read or you're not sure what to read next, we can help you with that too.
That's right. And it's like I tell everybody all the time, it's like, you know, libraries got a lot of stuff going on, and not just for kids. I mean, adults too.
Yep, we do. And we have a bunch of new large print books in for the elderly. So every Tuesday's new book day, you can come and see what we've ordered and see all the new books. Sometimes people just get stuck in a rut and they're like, well, I don't know what to read next. Just call us and we can help you find something. So
absolutely.
Yep. So we are open today 9 to 5, Saturday 9 to 1, and Sunday 12 to 4. So we hope to see you soon.
That's right. And of course, anybody wants to check out the calendar, they just go to rollinslibrary.org.
Yep. We've got a great calendar there, or you can follow all of our events on Facebook.
Sounds good. Well, thanks for coming in this morning, and I hope
you
have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks for having us.